So I just talked to somebody who gave me an idea for a message. I think she's entered into stagehood status and, sagehood. I don't know what I said. I think I said stagehood. Sage, well, actually, a sage can see the stage. Life is a stage. I'm pretty sure she has entered into sage status. I think she's had it on all along, but. Just what happens is when you're learning truth, you have to, it's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And so the status that you're at, if you keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, eventually everything starts to fit, right? Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived, and he went into idolatry. So if you're moving to wisdom, if you're moving towards the status of a sage mind, a sage just means a wise person, you have to remember that you could still fall, because it's all, Jesus is the ultimate sage. And if you let him that think he stand, take heed lest he fall. So the secret to a sage, the ones that I've talked to online and stuff, I've met one in the real world who has the potential. I don't know if she'll make it or not, but hopefully she will. It's a process. It takes, see, the system's trying to keep you down in the drama, in the material realm, so that you don't step into the spirit mind, because the flesh mind is nothing but division and confusion and misery and upset and drama and worry and fear and doubt and all that stuff. The flesh mind is 3D plane. But anyway, I just got out of that conversation, and the common denominator with the mindset of a sage is seeing the overarching patterns in life. If you study enough doctors and listen to enough doctors, they have an overarching pattern. If you study enough mathematicians, they have an overarching pattern. If you study the sages, they have an overarching pattern. One of the patterns of a sage, a wise person, is they're always learning. They can learn from a child. They learn from objects, object lessons. They learn from other people. They like to talk to other people who have some knowledge. They'll listen to different teachers and all that, but the main thing is to be rooted in the Word, the Bible. If you're not rooted in the Bible, you might be a sage per se according to the world, but you're an anti-sage. If you don't compare everything back to Scripture, you become an anti. You might be wise, but you're wise to do evil eventually. The wisdom from above is wise to do good. You know, we were talking about how the universe has root principles. The root principles are based on John 3:16, the cross. What happened at the cross? What happened at the cross? What happened at the cross? And let me say this. I learn from her, she learns from me. Every time she says something, it just clicks, even gives me a deeper understanding. And it's true with people online, the comments they make on the channel. I mean, there's a lot of people on my channel that are top dog thinkers. You know, they're really meditating on this stuff. There's people who make comments, and you know by the comments that they can think deep, you know. And they're there too. What throws people off, here's what throws people off. When I start using the word like sage, or I start using the word like wise men or wise women, people in the churchianity mindset, oh, you're talking about something anti-Bible. No. Jesus was the ultimate sage. Jesus is the ultimate archon. Jesus is the ultimate carpenter. Jesus is the ultimate architect. Jesus is the archetype of all things. And so what happened at the cross is the archetype of all things. So what happened at the cross? Love, sacrifice, endurance, What happened at the cross? These words I'm getting ready to speak are, if you can apply these words, now when you, and like we were talking about in the text, if you love something, you're willing to sacrifice. But if you sacrifice for something you don't love, it's like legalism, it's like law, it's drudgery, you don't want to do it. But if you love it, you'll do whatever it takes, right? Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So when Jesus went to the cross for the church, it was out of love. What happened at the cross? These are the root archetypes of all things. If you apply these things, if you apply these things in your life, not only will you be happy and joyful, but you'll probably be rich. You'll probably have, you might not even get rich, but you'll be rich in your health, your mind, your soul, your body. I'm not rich yet, but I feel like I'm approaching that if I keep applying them. If I turn back from them, but I'm learning. See, what I learned tonight, just talking to another sage, is, yeah, I can sacrifice for something, but do I love it? If I don't love it, whatever it is, a career, people, a goal, knowledge, God, family, whatever you say. Okay, look. Jesus sacrificed because of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So let's break that down into the root realities of this day-to-day experience. God, there's your root. God is everywhere. For God so loved, love is a root. The world, so who created the world? God, so it's a gathering. So God, for God so loved the world that he gave. Giving is a root. If you give, you will receive. You can't outgive God because that's the first principle. The first principles are right there in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, love, sacrifice, that he gave his only begotten Son. He sacrificed his only Son, that whosoever, anybody can be saved, believes on him. Faith, belief. Belief and faith go back to truth. Belief is a root word. So when you walk out your front door, you got to have some faith. Somebody asked me one time, how did you make it through that? Like 15 years ago. How did you make it through all that? Well, I just said, what are you talking about, man? Thought you were saved. I did it by faith. Everything's by faith. You're saved by faith. You walk by faith. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but ever have everlasting life. So there's an archetype. Faith will rise you up. Faith will pull you up. Perish. Your food, if you leave it out, is going to spoil. There's a death and there's a life. There's a death, there's a resurrection. When you sleep, it's a type of dying. When you wake up, you raise up. You wake up because you're having a wake. You're looking at back. When you wake up in the morning, it's like going to a funeral wake. You go to a funeral wake, why? Because you're having one last look at that dead person. So when you wake up in the morning, you're having one last look at your old person that was yesterday. Every day is a new day. You're a new person every day. So you wake up, you look back, you say, okay, it's a new day. God's mercies are new every morning. You start new, you have a new life. When you break a fast, you're eating breakfast. When you sleep, it's a type of dying. When you rise up, it's a type of life, the types and shadows. Death, resurrection, death. You die to your old dreams, so a new dream will show up on the scene. Sometimes your dreams are not the right dreams. You have to die to them. You had this dream. You fell in love with this woman, and she was a dream girl. And then you find out she's not the dream girl you thought she was. She's Jezebel. She just was a shapeshifter. And so you have to, so a lot of times people, they fall in love with a narcissist and they realize the narcissist wasn't the person they thought they were. The narcissist just projected an image that wasn't real. It only gave, They only gave you the mirror image that you wanted. They gave you the dream, but it wasn't a real dream. So you have to die to that old dream that wasn't even real. So if it's not God's dream, if it's not God's will, it's a fake reality. The flesh mind is always fake. So you fall in love with this narcissist and you find out she was fake. She wasn't even real. So you have to die to that. It's painful. But then when you get through the pain, see, endurance, Jesus went to the cross. What happened at the cross? He suffered. He had pain. When you get through the pain and go to the other side, you're joyful. You're happy because you're in the light. You're no longer in dreamland. You're in reality. You stepped into the light. And then you look back and you say, you know what I went through with that person who was a narcissist? I actually can help other people escape it because they're miserable. See, when you're in the flesh mind, you're in the drama of the system. The Draco Ma drama, flesh, under law, under the blue letter law sky, you know. But when you step into life, you leave time. Time is befallen. You move to a spirit mind, and you see the archetypes in all things. So all couples are the same. All jobs are the same. All experiences are the same outside of time. Every day is the same. Every day is the same. If you don't believe it, you don't believe the Bible, because the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. And what's under the sun? Every day. The sun goes down and it rises. There's nothing new under the sun. The sun goes down and it rises. There's nothing new under the sun. The same biblical truth that was there yesterday is there today, and it's going to be there tomorrow. So that tells you every day is the same. What changes then? What changes? If every day is the same and the Bible says it, there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible says it. You don't have to learn any kind of code like I've been teaching. You just know every day is the same. So if the Bible says it, by faith, you believe the Bible, and the Bible is the truth, it's the holy writ that was forever settled in heaven long before you were created. If every day is the same, and tomorrow the same truth applies, you know you got to get up and go to work. If you don't work, you don't eat. The Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. You know that truth is real. Quit crying, because the truth is not baby land. The truth is adult land. So if today's truth is the same as tomorrow's truth as the next day, then every day is the same. Now, if every day is the same, you ready for this? If every day is the same, you can predict the future, because the future is today. Now you might say, well, what about next year? There's daily cycles, there's weekly cycles, there's monthly cycles, there's yearly cycles, there's century cycles, there's decade cycles, there's cycles that repeat. The reason Russia is attacking that Jewish leader is because it's a repeat. Russia's always going to be in fighting and attacking people because it's in Revelation. Gog and Magog, they always attack Israel. China, the East attacks Israel. The North attacks Israel. Everybody's attacking Israel. The West is protecting Israel right now. The Democrats and the Republicans, that's the red versus blue. There's always going to be Wile E. Coyote trying to pull you into the 666 cube mark of the beast. It's happening right now. They don't have the technology to do it, but they're trying to get you to give up your free will. There's a lot of people who are sages, but they wouldn't call themselves sages because of the humility that's there with a sage, because they're always learning. The gang stalking's always been here. The pedophilia's always been here. The perversion's always been here. The dark side's always been here. Why? Because it happened in Genesis 3. The people who are gurus wanting to be God, they've always been here. They're always going to be here. They think they're gods. They're trying to attain godhood. That's why you know Bill Gates and all his buddies are trying to be gods. That's why you know a narcissist wants to be a god. They want to be a god in your life. The witches and the warlocks want to be gods. Just because you become a sage, like a wise man like Solomon, or a wise woman like Solomon, you still have the propensity to fall in your old Adam. So that's why you have to die daily and depend on God. Because when you die daily, what are you doing? You're following a root principle. When you die daily, what happened at the cross? The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That's a principle. What did he do? He died and rose again. What does Romans 8 say? The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Romans 8 and Galatians. So Romans 7 and 8 reveal the spirit walk. You die daily. You die to your own understanding. You die to your own will. You die to your own... See, really, the true sage is not really predicting the future. It's not really predicting tomorrow or next year or getting rich. The true sage can actually see their own internal junk and die to it and become better. So back to what I was saying about if every day's the same. Let me shut this door. If every day's the same. On the outside, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. The sun comes up, goes down, up, down, up, down. Every time the sun comes up, there's nothing new under the sun. So if everything under the sun, there's nothing new, and outside never changes because it's the same old, in Spanish, lo mismo, lo mismo, lo mismo, lo mismo. What's really changing? Your inner person. So a real sage is going to look on the inside and develop their inner core, their inner being, instead of looking on the outside at other people and other things. Yeah, you can see archetypes and patterns and everybody else, but can you see your own pattern? Can you fix your own patterns? Can you set your own patterns? Can you set your own stride? Can you set your own pace? The true sage is introspective, but the true sage is only introspective with a biblical world view. Because if you try to be a sage without a biblical worldview, you end up worshiping yourself, which is what Solomon fell into, and he became a casualty in the whole process. But he saved, because once saved, always saved. But my point is, pay attention to your thoughts. That's the secret of life.